311.
A good afternoon to you. Welcome to the 311 radio show right here on VOB 92.9 FM. Trust you're having a wonderful Sunday as you stick with us here. And of course, we have the Barbados Fire Service. I'm your host, Crystal J. Paul. And with us today, we have Fire and Life Safety Officers Natasha Ford.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone.
Jason Collins.
Hi, good afternoon, Barbados.
And Officer Kevin Sobers.
Good afternoon, Barbados.
All right, how are y'all doing?
We're fine. Thank you very much. We're not trying to pretend that we are some debased person. But for the most part, we're actually doing pretty well. Thank you.
Good, 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 good. All right, so it's all about what you have to say to us today. I cannot believe that we are already in the month of November, the second Sunday, and time is going by so, so quickly. And we know that the 311 radio show has been on for a while now. And there are topics that we would have addressed but need to be reiterated. And we know that when we hear a topic reiterated, it's because it needs to be reiterated. And we know that there are some things that you need to flesh out again and to remind people about even at this time. So let's hear it. Let's hear
right.
Number one.
First one up. This is the month of November, and I ain't getting no conkeys yet. So happy ending.
I cannot help you with that one. I'm sorry.
I think they choose to have no sugar the wrong month. This is conkey month.
Amen.
No.
Well, listen, there's some banana leaves coming out, and we see some ingredients coming out. Somebody said they're doing the no sugar November up to the 29th, but don't trouble her on the 30th because she's having her conkeys.
I agree. I can even live with that.
That's a compromise.
I can stop them up, I can freeze them, that is not a problem. But on a more serious note, we're having quite a bit of challenges as it comes to motorists. We know that there are a lot more vehicles on the road. We know that sometimes parking space is not always adequate. But to talk more about that, I'll let Jason delve deeper into that one.
Right. In terms of parking, we know in some villages, everybody does not have a driveway in which to park their vehicle. Therefore, sometimes persons would have to park on the main road. The problem comes when the road is fairly narrow and there's an emergency where the fireplace has to traverse that road, say at 2 o'clock in the morning, where everyone is in their bed. And I have had that practical experience already where you're going to a fire or an emergency scene and the truck is not able to pass because persons are parked on the main road and not allowing the truck in that room to traverse to get to the scene. So that is something you need to be cognizant of, those motorists who have to park on the road because there's no driveway available.
Now, one of the things that I think that person should note, especially with the communities where, as he would have mentioned, for some reason there is either plants in the driveway or something else taking up the spot where the car is supposed to, because you know we build garages, but then boxes move in and cars move out.
Yes,
we have situations like those. And sometimes in communities, you can, and everything is everybody wants to have their car directly in front of them, by them. And you would find that, so the person on the left park on the left, the person on the right park on the right. Now what you have done, and remember, I don't think it's only the fire service that complained, that will be complaining about it. We know that for sure sanitation has had issues with it in the past, well, continue to have issues with it as well. You have your car, yes, you want to have it, you want to open up your window and look outside, you see the car there. But on top of that, it's like if something happens during the course of the night, during the morning, whatever, and you have the left and the right side blocked, or you have the vehicles part opposite each other, you have now reduced the space that these trucks have to maneuver.
Right.
At the end of the day, these are not small little toy trucks that you're going to lorry dash and buy. These are big, massive trucks. And if you look at the sanitation trucks, now the other day I was looking at one, I think they're probably just a little bit bigger than the sanitation fire trucks. And then you would complain, but my garbage didn't get picked up, and you refuse to acknowledge how you contribute to these problems. Now, if this, again, as you said, in the middle of the night and something happens, again, it doesn't take fire very long to spread. Fire doubles in size every 30 seconds. Now, with you having your vehicle there, and we cannot get in to do what we are supposed to do,
delays.
Who are you going to blame for the delay?
Yes.
And it's things like these that persons, we have become so selfish. And again, I would say, not all of you that are listening, who guilty, who got that, weary. But yes, we have become so selfish in our thinking, in our way of life, that we don't think about these other circumstances. At work, yes, we have the designated parking spaces. In some places, we have parking lots that we can park our vehicles and whatever else. And the funny thing is that when you get home, some cases you don't have these things. But what is wrong with just pulling as closely to the side, to the curb, that you can? What is wrong with all of you, okay, if we can park on the left side, all of us park on the left side so that the right side is free for these vehicles to maneuver and pass through? And I'm hoping to God that, honestly, I don't have any wood around me that I can knock on wood, that it is not a case that if this thing happens at you and you are the one who is impeded, then you'll be saying, but the fire service didn't get here fast enough. We can't hold up the truck and wait for our four shoulders and walk and go to the fire with it. It needs to be driven there.
Yes, 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 yes. Oh my goodness. Is there any case that you would be able to identify, if you can, where that would have happened and there was a blockage and, you know, the blocking the road and something happened that could have been prevented had there not
been? Communities?
Pardon me?
You mean as in actually follow some of the communities?
Not necessarily communities.
Let me check,
but I didn't hear you.
I can say it has practically happened for sure, though. And those communities where, you know, the houses are very close.
Wooden houses.
Exactly. And they can also tell for a fact that the city area is one of the most vulnerable areas where we have encountered that situation. As a matter of fact, we had to actually have the siren on, and they tried to wait for the person to get out of their bay, come outside to move the vehicle so the fire plants can pass. That's something that I have seen practically already. So I can tell you for a fact it has happened. It's not something
right. Either. And thankfully, there have been no deaths as a result.
Thankfully, yeah.
But at the end of the day, there were no deaths. But then when you look at it, the destruction now, had we gotten there sooner that we could have saved this property, we could have stopped that other property from being impacted.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Officer Sobers, you're about to say something.
No, I'm saying sometimes it's not even a case of just one vehicle. Sometimes it's more than one. So it's that you have to wait until all these persons come to move their vehicles. And that takes a period of time. Further to that, there's also the case where persons who do mechanics or even have old vehicles parked on the road on blocks. So there is even more a challenge because those vehicles can't move. So it means then sometimes you have for us how to roll up. There's no 4 or 5 lifts just to get to close to the location. We are until another place come to bring more hose to get to the thing. So persons who may be doing bodywork, mechanics, persons who may have old vehicles, where as possible, see if you can have them off the road. If it is that it's old vehicle that is no longer in use or of no use to you, get it moved from your property so that in the event that something does happen like this, that the fire service can respond and get to not just the fire service but any emergency vehicle, the sanitation can traverse the road as
sanitation,
easily as possible.
Sanitation, ambulance, emergency vehicles on the
whole. To be honest, in joining Sobers on second month here, I must say a lot of mechanics and bodywork sad to have to say are, I would say, kind of inconsiderate in the way some of them have their vehicles placed at their, you know, their work stations. I know everybody, you're doing your work or whatever, but you still have to remember that you are on a main road in some cases, and persons have to traverse that road. You have a responsibility to make sure that road is as clear as possible. Even us as a fire department, as an emergency department, we still have a duty to make sure that wherever possible, we do not impede the smooth flow of traffic to a certain extent. We're not going to just park a truck in the center of the road to stop traffic from traversing if it doesn't merit, if the scene does not merit that we do such.
So anyone
who drives the plans will tell you that yes, we park to protect the truck and our co-workers, but we do not park to impede the smooth flow of traffic. So let's say if one side is really is incident, it's we make sure that the other side is passable as long as it can be afforded.
Right.
So if we do that in a situation where we are working in emergency, why can't persons doing normal duty do the same thing?
For me, I go a step beyond that. Now, if I'm looking at this realistically speaking, if you're a bodywork professional or you're a mechanic and you have 59 cars around your house, realistically, tell me that you're not a good mechanic. Because way at the end of the day, you got all of these vehicles around me, and then I can come and add money to the
list.
But realistically, does that send a message?
Yeah,
you are a good bodywork man. You can understand two or probably three cars, and you can't work on all at the same time.
Yeah.
That's why we're not training my mechanic for the world. Love you to the, you're the boss, girlfriend. Yes, she is a female. We need to see clutter.
Oh my goodness. Oh boy. Wow. Yeah. So we just needed to do that reminder at this time again. You know, not to block the area, and of course, not to park over the fire hydrants. We cannot, close this off. Stop talking about that one.
That's right?
You are so
don't park over the fire hydrant.
And most of the times, my persons hear fire hydrant again because we are so American cultured. Mm-hmm. We are looking for these pillar top
hydrants.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do have a couple of them in Barbados. Yes, we do. In certain areas, the majority of our hydrants are on the ground. So when you're driving, it's just a rectangular plate that you would see with the letter FH written on it. That's if you're paying close attention. Now, a lot of people will say they don't know what a fire hydrant looks like. Ignorance to the law is no excuse. And the mere fact, my thing is, become more aware of your surroundings. If this is supposed to be something to protect you, to enable you, you know what, enable the officers when they come up there to do their duty, to do their job efficiently,
yes,
then you should be all fair with what these things are, what they look like. If I come in, if something happens in my community, can I identify? You say, well, look, there's one there. It's not like the truck is a magical porridge pot where you say water on and the water just keeps coming and coming and coming and coming. You know that story, right? The magical porridge pot. You say no. Cook.
I thought you were making up something.
Story. Yeah,
that's a buffer. We about this.
Right?
That's why y'all young people don't have no respect.
Oh my.
The password and it just get bubbling and making porridge and making porridge. But see, this little young upstart, he knows the story. And it is not the case like that for the fire truck. We need those hydrants. We need to connect to that underground main in order that we have that adequate supply of water to do what we are supposed to do. Now, Jason would have talked about running out with five lengths of hose. The thing is, anybody who knows science, the more hose that you have to run out, it means if you don't have enough pressure to push all of that, you're not going to get the output you want at the end of the hose. And I'm trying to keep it as basic so that I don't lose people. In other words, if I don't run enough hose, it means that I'm not going to get all the water that I would probably get if I had just used one hose. That makes sense, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Makes a lot of sense.
And actually, on the flip side of course, a bit there, though, there are a few persons in the communities who, when the fire plants arise, will say to you, oh, there's a hydrant over there, there's a hydrant here. Kudos to those people who took the time to get to know what a hydrant is and you know, the use and the importance of it to a fire officer.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
So we appreciate those persons for sure who definitely will come and tell us, you got a hydrant down the road, man, there's one in this gap, I sure, you know, and those persons take you to those hydrants.
Yeah.
Those are things that you, you know, these are the kind of things that we speak about, community spirit and, you know, being a brother's keeper, that the kind of stuff you want to see.
But it also speaks to them as a community being resilient.
Correct.
And that is a word that we've been pushing from
2019,
2018, all we've been hearing is about resilient. Being resilient, being
That's right.
The thing.
You still use that term?
No.
All right, the bar has been raised.
Oh my word. Oh my goodness. Yes. Yeah, well, you know, again, we just need to reiterate these things, because the Barbados Fire Service will be looking out for the hydrant in order to extinguish the fire. Yeah. And we would hate to have a situation where a vehicle just is parked over it indiscriminately and you're unable to get to the fire to do what you need to do to save a life, to save people's property, and so on. So, yes. Now, I know that there is another, I don't want to say grievance, but another situation you wanted to highlight in today's show.